This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. We are quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that. There are more than 9.7 million confirmed infections globally, with 2.4 million in the U.S. For the first time since April, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a news conference and a Trump administration bid to show it's paying attention to a spike in confirmed coronavirus cases. The briefing was held at the Health and Human Services Department, and Vice President Mike Pence noted that this is not like the pandemic's early days. The nation's better prepared to handle cases while also reopening the economy. But Dr. Anthony Fauci said the nation is facing a serious problem in some areas and reminded Americans to help keep one another safe. European Union officials say that American tourists could be banned from traveling to the EU when the continent reopens on July 1st. The New York Times and CNN report that the 27 member states have agreed in principle to bar travelers from several countries, including the United States, because they have not yet met criteria for controlling the coronavirus. The United States has the world's highest number of coronavirus infections and highest number of deaths. In the wake of international protests against police brutality prompted by the death of George Floyd, the Minneapolis City Council unanimously advanced a plan that could one day do away with the city's police department following the unrest. The council voted Friday in favor of amending the city charter to replace the current department with the Department of Community Safety and Violence Prevention that would prioritize holistic and public health-oriented approaches. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that the United States was imposing visa restrictions on Chinese Communist Party officials responsible for restricting freedoms in Hong Kong. Pompeo said the restrictions apply to current and former CCP officials who are believed to be responsible for or complicit in undermining Hong Kong's high degree of autonomy. The move comes ahead of a three-day meeting of China's parliament beginning Sunday. That's expected to enact new national security legislation for Hong Kong that has alarmed foreign governments and democracy activists in the country. Pompeo's announcement also represents the first concrete U.S. step in responding to China's moves. Mexico City's Attorney General's office said 12 suspects were arrested in connection with the assassination attempt on the capital's police chief. The office's spokesperson said 11 of the suspects are from various states in Mexico and one is Colombian. Mexico City Chief Police Omar Garcia Harfuch suffered three bullet wounds and two of his bodyguards were killed in the dramatic assassination attempt that he quickly blamed on one of Mexico's most powerful drug gangs, the Jalisco New Generation Cartel. A 26-year-old woman traveling in a car with relatives to sell street food nearby was also killed in gunfire that ripped through the neighborhood. The area is home to many wealthy people and has ambassadorial residences. Led by a former police officer and based in the western state of Jalisco, the CJNG has been blamed for fueling record levels of violence in Mexico during its battles to eliminate rivals for control of drug trafficking and crime rackets. A U.S. federal judge has ordered the release of children held with their parents in U.S. immigration jails and denounced the Trump administration's prolonged detention of families during the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. District Judge Dolly G's order Friday applies to children at three family detention centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, operated by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Some have been detained since last year. Citing the recent spread of the coronavirus in two of the three facilities, G said that a deadline of July 17th had been set for children to either be released with their parents or sent to family sponsors. Recapping our top story, again, we are quickly approaching the milestone of 500,000 deaths globally from COVID-19, while the U.S. has a little more than a quarter of that number. More at voanews.com. Fire remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.